The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
There we go. There we go.
Yay.
Very nice. Very nice.
I know it was good because it scared the hell out of you.
It did. Yeah. Did you know I'm jumpy? I'm very jumpy. That thing hit. I'd be like, oh. My wife would go, okay, dramatic.
So dramatic.
Jump on the show.
I think the time where she's made fun of me the most for being dramatic was that time I ordered those onion chopping glasses.
I remember that.
I've got to know about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because when I chop onions, especially white onions, because they're stronger than yeller onions and way stronger than purple onions. I mean, it really makes my eyes water. And, you know, it's dangerous when you're dicing and all as fast as I'm doing it if you're, you know, you can't see.
Yeah.
So I ordered these glasses that, and I did it just mainly to see if they work, you know, just so, you know, like either that was dumb or those really work.
Mm-hmm.
But they're almost like clear goggles because they seal off around your eyes because so the vapor doesn't get into your eyes. And then people say that the onions make your eyes water because of what's going in, the vapor going into your nose.
Oh
really?
But anyway, she walked in, and I had used the onion glasses. And this time though, I was, they didn't work when I got them. So, there was, I think it was the sun was coming into the kitchen. And then I put on my sunglasses to see if that would block the onion stuff. And she walked in and goes, my God, why are you being so dramatic? The sun is not that bad. So she thought I was just wearing my sunglasses because the glare was too bad. And then when she saw that I had regular goggle type things for onion slicing glasses, she was like, you are ridiculous. I mean, just the full-on bully session.
Yeah.
And it's anti-bullying day, I think.
Is it?
I believe
it should
so.
Be every day, Riggins.
Yeah. National Bullying Day. What did you do with the glasses?
I threw them away.
So they really didn't work?
No, I didn't throw my sunglasses away. I threw the onion chopping glasses away.
So even if you tried, like, swim goggles, they probably wouldn't work. So it must probably be not. Through the nose.
I don't know, interesting. But I've seen chefs before say that their eyes don't water because they wear contacts.
Oh, really?
And the contacts keep their eyes from water.
Interesting.
But I wasn't going to get any onion chopping contact lenses.
Come on now.
I wasn't going to do that.
No, too far.
What about those goggles and then wear your CPAP?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea.
Sometimes I wish I had a little belt CPAP that I could walk around with.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I, you know, if I'm early for an appointment or something, I want to take a nap in the truck. You yeah. imagine that? You walk by somebody sitting in the parking lot with a CPAP on.
That's so funny. Because you can carry it around, I guess. I
Some
mean,
of them,
big,
yeah. You got travel size ones, yeah.
Now they're making one where you don't have. Did I see a commercial for that? Or
well, they put a
up?
Thing in your throat mm-hmm. that runs on an app, and you just turn it on every night, and it opens your throat so you can breathe. But I can't have that. My doctor even said, you may want to look into that. And I said, I can't be messing with my throat.
No.
You know, that's what I do for a living.
It's your money
throat
maker,
stuff.
Huh?
He said he's going to help you open your throat.
Yeah. I do a lot of throat stuff.
Is that battery operated? How could that possibly work?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't
think there's a cord coming out of your butt, Rob.
But
that you charge it up.
Yeah. Charge.
I don't
it's
know.
Powered by chili.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Tater tots.
Grease.
Yeah. Grease, yeah. Or greased it.
All right, hang on. We got more of the Extra Funny coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I don't think I've ever had a Kinder egg.
Oh, really?
No. Do they come in? Obviously, they come in a little plastic egg type container, right?
They do now. They didn't used to.
What did they used to just be? They used to just be wrapped eggs.
You'd open it up and it would look like a Cadbury egg, like a chocolate egg. And then on the inside of the chocolate, it would have like a smaller plastic egg. And then inside it would have a little toy, like a miniature Lego set or a little airplane you put together. But as a kid, I was like finding the toy in the cereal box. It was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never had one. Is it just chocolate cream or is it like
hollow?
Oh, it is?
Hollow, yeah. The one I've had was hollow.
Oh, okay. And they make like a, you have a little spoon and you like spoon it out. They do one of those.
With like tinier candy in it or something?
Yeah, and it's like a cream, vanilla cream, maybe marshmallow cream.
Really? How big are they?
I would say they're
just size like an egg.
Yeah, like a bigger Cadbury egg.
Okay.
Yeah.
So big enough that it would be uncomfortable if you put it in your butt. Full of ketamine to sneak into a concert festival. Because that's what these fellas in the UK did. They got arrested because they had Kinder eggs filled with ketamine, you know, the Kit Kat, the Special K. Yeah. And I don't know how they found out that they had the Kinder eggs full of ketamine in their rectums, but they did. He said it was an electronic music festival they were going into in the UK. Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody at an electronic music festival is on the ketamine, right?
Surely.
I would just take the ketamine before you go in.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work.
And but maybe they're taking it for friends.
The Kinder Egg doesn't reseal either. I do know that because you have to take the wrapper like off the top and it doesn't reseal. So
you think maybe they might have put saran wrap around it?
Or tape.
To reseal it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it would be uncomfortable. It wouldn't just be an easy thing to put in your butt, right?
Yeah, you can't just shove like a whole... imagine shoving a regular egg up your ass.
Yeah.
I don't have to imagine.
You've done it?
This morning I did it.
Have to be hard-boiled. But that is crazy. That's a lot of ketamine you're bringing in.
Yeah, so obviously they were taking it to their friends inside and all that. But who lost that contest?
Yeah, right.
Like somebody's got to take the ketamine into the concert. We need two people, both of you. All you got to do is have a butthole.
You're the mule.
Yeah.
No. How did they find it out?
I don't know.
How did the police find that they had an egg up their ass?
Let me see. Let me click on the full story.
He's like, you're walking funny.
Yeah, chocolate dripping out.
I don't know whether they walked through x-ray machines or what.
Walking on pigeon-toed.
Oh, man. Young fellas. Let's see. They're about to enter through the north gate. Oh, sniffer dogs.
Oh.
Sniffing their butts.
Sniffer dogs?
Can you get ketamine now? That's what they say. Sniffer dogs raised the alarm, and both men were taken to be searched by officers. Maddock, 21, handed a small quantity of drugs over to the police and then refused to be searched further. So he had some in his pocket. It's kind of like you, Riggins, when you take something of value walking your dog at night. So if somebody tries to rob you, you just say, here, that's what I got.
This is my payment.
Yeah. So he did that. He just said, I got drugs in my pocket. Don't look in my butt. Mm-hmm.
It's a small price to pay.
Yeah. But I like this term. He refused an quote unquote intimate search.
Intimate search?
Yeah. So they did the intimate search on him. Officers found a Kinder egg filled with 10 bags of ketamine in his anus. Oh my God. The other one refused to be searched initially, but was also found with the chocolate capsule filled with drugs hidden in his anus.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about measuring out ketamine, but if you've got 10 bags of it, it sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
And they said bags, not baggies. So it seemed like that would be even more.
Yeah, freezer bags.
Maybe he was going to sell it. Maybe he was like,
it. So, Lynn, let's say you met a guy, you're falling for him. He tells you, look, before we go any further, I think I can tell we're getting serious, and I really like you, and I hope you like me. And before we go any further, I need to admit to you that in, you know, my younger days, I had a brush with the law and I spent 18 months in jail. But while I was in there, I got myself right. And now I'm a Christian and I don't do that sort of thing anymore. And then you said, well, why were you in jail? What were you doing? And he said, I was smuggling ketamine inside Kinder eggs that were that I had shoved up my butt.
Nope. See ya.
You just couldn't get past that.
I can't get past. I could get past the jail thing, I think, depending on what it was. But this specific thing, no, I couldn't get past it. I can't because you make poor decisions in your life. Right. I mean, this isn't just, you know.
And then if you had kids with him someday and then any type of, like, every Easter you'd be freaked out. And like, what is he going to do with those? Yeah, I told him to go hide the Easter eggs in the yard, not in his butt.
Right. You know I love a Cadbury egg. Y'all don't like those, right?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, you do? No. If it goes missing, I know where it's at. Yeah.
What happened to all the Cadbury? He's like, nothing. I haven't seen them. I didn't eat them.
Oh.
Is that the worst kind of chocolate to put up there, probably?
What? Up your butt?
Yeah.
What, Cadbury?
Well, any sort of the egg-shaped ones, yeah.
Oh, I would think that would be better than trying to shove a Hershey bar up there.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a damn Snicker.
Yeah.
I got a Toblerone.
Snickers bar.
Put the whole Toblerone in there.
As a matter of fact, other than a Hershey's Kiss or a chocolate-covered raisin, the egg might be the easiest thing.
Yeah, I guess
everything
so.
Else is going to be a big challenge. Hopefully.
I think it's chocolate all covered raisins.
Yeah. I love chocolate covered raisins.
I do too.
Yeah, they're good. Raisinets.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't know if I can look at it right though.
Yeah. My little friend Jenny buys that big container of chocolate covered raisins from Sam's.
Mm.
It's just like a gallon thing of them.
Really?
Yeah. So good.
Tear them up. And Jody's like, ugh.
Yeah, she doesn't
eat those dog ticks.
Yeah. Oh, she don't like raisins? No.
No, she doesn't like them.
She wants real candy. I mean, that would be a real trick. I'm like, Jody, try these. She loves candy. But if you gave her a chocolate-covered raisin, she bites into that, she'd freak out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, and handsome husband Michael has his chair when he's at our house. And the other day I sat in it for a minute and I found like little pink nerds that had fallen down in the chair that he had dropped over there.
Nerds?
Oh, so he's a nerd guy.
Yeah, he and Jody eat all that.
Skittles and.
Yeah, Jolly Ranch. I mean, Starburst. Mm-hmm. All that stuff.
Mm. Gummy worms.
If you looked at that guy, you would not peg him for a Skittles guy.
No.
I'm thinking beef jerky, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But they have a gumball machine kind of thing in their house.
I love those.
That one, it's got like four different containers in it, and one's got Reese's Pieces, one has Skittles, one has Sweet Tarts, and then jelly beans.
I love that. Like you'd see at a restaurant, like back in the day. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to put a quarter in it?
No.
Okay, good.
No, you can just go turn it.
Because I never have change. I mean,
nerds, runts, I mean, all that kind of stuff.
You think there's 10 kids living there.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
What are those other things? She's got a whole big bag of them. Trolls? Is that something?
Trolley?
Yeah.
Trolley gummies and gummy worms and stuff like that. Those are good.
She eats that crap.
Mm, I love that too.
Uh-oh. Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Wonder how many times a week she has to fill that machine
Who,
up.
Who, Jenny?
Yeah.
Does she I'm talking about Jody's the one that has all the
trolleys. Oh, Jody the trolleys has the trolleys,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that that they're in it as much, the gumball thing, as when Jody's over there getting Skittles and stuff out of it.
Yeah.
It was such a thrill, though, as a kid when you got a quarter and you got to go use a gumball machine. I get why an adult would want to have one in their house because it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's always exciting. You're like, oh, get something out of it.
That's like when I would go to your house on the occasion, you know, and you'd have the popcorn, the professional popcorn machine.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was awesome. That was so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lainey got that for Christmas one year.
Love that.
And you know where it is now?
Where?
It is in Mr. Todd, the video main's basement sports watching room.
Oh.
It's a good place for it.
We gave it to him.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Jody's like, we're not using this. Todd, do you want it? He's like, hell yeah, I want it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're not going to use it anymore.
Yeah.
Just gave it away.
Because I love it.
I know.
I mean, it was like that popcorn you get at like Target and stuff or the movies.
Mm-hmm. Nice and salty. Mm.
They make them, though, that are smaller than that are like tabletop, countertop size.
Yeah. More convenient.
Mm-hmm. But you know who makes the best popcorn ever?
Who?
It's Riggins. Like homemade popcorn.
Like on
old
the
school,
stove?
Yeah. Ooh. In an iron pot.
You know, the first time I had ever seen that was on the first Scream movie where Drew Barrymore is popping it. I'm like, what is that? I didn't grow up.
She was using Jiffy Pop, wasn't
Jiffy
it?
Jiffy Pop,
where it made like the, what do you call that? You know,
the little dome thing, But that's not nearly as good as what Riggins does in a pot with dumping popcorn kernels
in it. It's the only thing I know how to make. I can't cook for nothing, but I know how to make popcorn.
Oh, I'd love to have some.
It's real good.
But have you seen on the internets now, people are doing that homemade Jiffy Pop concoction thing where they take the foil and they put the popcorn kernels and then they throw butter in there with it and then they fold up the foil and poke a hole in the top of it and then just shake, put it in a skillet and then shake it over the fire and it pops.
It works?
Yeah.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, unless that foil's not sealed and then you just got like hot butter flying. Mm-hmm. Just scalding you.
Burning holes in your...
Yeah, no, there's nothing better than like good popcorn. I can eat popcorn every single day.
Mm-hmm. And he makes enough when he does it. It feel like an old school paper bag, a grocery bag full of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why I am the size I am.
Oh, I love that.
It's just me and my lonesome eating 4 gallons of popcorn.
And drinking tea.
Drinking tea and drinking beer. I can't tell you how many nights I've had like half a case of beer and just like a ton of popcorn.
Oh, I love that though.
Yeah.
I'll skip dinner all the time.
Sure.
Look at me now.
Hey, man.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.